What I was saying is that when economic hardship hits in these communities, what people have is they've got family, they've got their faith, they've got the traditions that have been passed on to them from generation to generation. Those aren't bad things. That's what they have left.
In the last few minutes of this segment, let's review the bidding in the latest episode of the Democratic Party's presidential dismemberment contest, shall we? The latest bleeder is Barack Obama, who has had to explain remarks he made about blue-collar workers clinging to religion and guns in hard times. The Circling Clinton campaign has called Obama's remarks elitist and out of touch. At a compassion forum last night in Pennsylvania, both candidates tried to stay polite, but the scars in this long contest are starting to show. Joining us now to talk about how a long campaign with this level of party division inevitably leads to damaged candidates is Nate Persily, a professor at Columbia Law School. I'm telling you, that was hard to watch last night. What did you think, Nate?
Well, he was, you know, trying to control the hemorrhaging, and this is the most recent chapter in the series of gaffes that either one of the candidates has made, and now they're trying to recover, but it's dominated the news cycle this time.
You know, news cycle aside, is there something about the process here that really is ultimately going to be working against the Democrats in November?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question as to whether a competitive primary actually leads to a weakened candidate in the general election. It is certainly the case that it is often weak candidates who get competitive primaries because someone in their own party tries to pick them off. I think Barack Obama actually has become a better candidate as a result of this competition. If you look just at his performance in the debates, which was pretty weak before the, say, Iowa, since then he's done so much better. Nevertheless, the amount of money that he's had to spend, and for that matter Hillary Clinton as well, is much more than they would have expected had this been over in Super Tuesday. And more than that, there are these gaffes and missteps that have come up in the last few months, which will then frame the general election.
There's a quality as we go through this of desperation, it seems. Listen to this Hillary Clinton soundbite. I can't even describe it as soundbite. She's telling a weird little story in Valparaiso, Indiana. It's Clinton number three, Dylan. Play it for us, will you?
You know, my dad took me up behind the cottage that my grandfather built on a little lake called Lake Winola outside of Scranton and taught me how to shoot when I was a little girl. You know, some people have continued to teach their children and their grandchildren.
Hey, she's not baking cookies. She's blowing away squirrels, Nate.
Well, what Barack Obama described that as is her Annie Oakley moment, right?
That's what she did. What? I mean, what is going on here?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is this shows a real window onto Pennsylvania politics because gun rights are a very big deal among Democrats in Pennsylvania. As James Carville once said, it's, you know, Pennsylvania's Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Alabama in between. And those voters in the what's called the AIB region, Alabama in between, do care about gun rights, and they are swing voters. These are middle-class whites who have voted Republican or voted Democrat, and a lot of them take religious issues. A lot of them are pro-life. That's one of the strange things about Pennsylvania politics also, is how many Democrats are pro-life. So when you frame the issue in terms of guns and God, it is going to alienate some voters.
Professor, very quick question for you. Do you think that this is going to have legs? Is Barack Obama really going to suffer from this comment?
I think he will suffer a little bit, but he does. So long as he stays within 10 points in Pennsylvania, he doesn't really have anything to worry about with respect to the nomination. What I would be more concerned about if I were his advisors is the effect of that this has on framing the general election. Barack Obama's being portrayed now as a very typical Democratic candidate, whereas originally he seemed to be one who was breaching the divide between
right.
blue states.
Right. Quickly, Nate, professor of law at Columbia Law School, have you done your taxes yet?
Yes, just this morning.
Oh, man. Man. He's good.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.